Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in the formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, True Bread from Heaven.
The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true flesh, and my blood is true drink. Therefore, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. These things Jesus said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Jesus says that the bread their ancestors ate as they wandered in the desert did not give eternal life. In fact, it was very material. They called it manna, which means, what is it? They didn't know what it was. So it may not have been real physical bread, since the scripture says it tasted like coriander seed. It was something that was very temporary. It didn't even last for 24 hours, but spoiled if not eaten on the same day. Jesus declares himself as the true bread come down from heaven that gives eternal life. Jesus is truly from heaven, the abode of God. In a sense, Jesus is heaven because he is God. So what are we to take away from today's gospel? One element could be for us to choose the true bread from the true heaven. The Jews believed there were seven heavens. Even St. Paul himself speaks of being raised up to the third heaven. So most of the heavens they thought of were physical things. But Jesus tells us to seek the true bread from the true heaven. The true heaven is where God dwells. It is God. It is spiritual and divine. So in our daily life, let's seek the true bread, the Eucharist, that comes down from the true heaven. The very being of God, the true bread is actually divine. And it divinizes us more and more each time we receive it. The realities of life are not just the physical things we see and hear and touch, but they have a deeper reality. They have a spiritual, divine reality. Let us seek those as Christians who receive the true bread and not be caught up in the physical and temporary passing things of this hopeless world, this world of confusion and darkness and chaos. Let us bring hope to the world by receiving the true bread of life. Amen.